Malcolm Turnbull has once again put the issue of a republic on the political agenda, suggesting a plebiscite could test public support for whether to have a directly elected head of state. At least one constitutional expert says such a move could overcome the political obstacles of the past. Lauren Williams has more.
Just when you thought you'd seen the back of the postal vote, the Prime Minister has flagged the potential for another, this time on the question of a republic. Professor Kim Rubenstein is the Director of the Centre for International and Public Law at the Australian National University. She's also a Republican and sits on the Australian Republic Movement Advisory Panel.
In contrast to the same-sex marriage debate, where the Parliament clearly had power to change the law, Parliament doesn't have that power in the context of course, a move to a republic. So how you generate the required constitutional support of a majority of people in a majority of states is a really important question.
Mr. Turnbull's renewed interest in the republic vote comes after the release of the 1994-1995 Keating-era cabinet papers on Monday. They reveal the Prime Minister's office cautioned against a directly, popularly elected head of state. The parliamentary model, whereby the president is appointed and removed by a two-thirds majority of both houses of parliament, was the one that eventually went to a national referendum and was defeated in 1999. Now Malcolm Turnbull, who led the Yes campaign, says a postal survey could test the support for a republic, including support for a directly elected head of state.
I think the first thing that you would need to do is to have an honest open discussion about how a president would be elected.
Kim Rubenstein says the plebiscite would overcome the political obstacle surrounding the model that is put to the Australian people.
That there would be the possibility of engaging in that discussion in a more productive way than what happened in 1999 if you had your plebiscite first. So if there is public support for a directly elected head of state, that would then require that the powers of that head of state be codified.
Nonetheless, Malcolm Turnbull noted that there was no appetite for change. Professor Rubenstein says the ongoing citizenship crisis has pushed the issue into prominence.
I think it's quite interesting with the synergies with the notion of a head of state, because we're so concerned about our members of parliament not holding another allegiance. In many ways, the undercurrent of what was happening with Section 44 bodes well for an appetite towards this sort of constitutional change.
Professor of International and Public Law Kim Rubenstein, ending that report from Lauren Williams.